Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310,
The Ticket. D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
And at 420,
yeah,
from Chiba Hut.
Even better.
It's harder at Chiba Hut.
In fact, did you see this, Corby?
What?
Is that Silent Bob or is that Jay? The Jay and Silent Bob world.
Is that Silent? No, it's Jay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see what he's smoking?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's using flaming Big Tex to light a bong in the shape of Reunion Tower.
That's what I'm talking about.
Does that remind
man.
You anything, bro?
Yeah.
All right, well, anyway, it's trifecta time. We welcome on Donnie Dew, I imagine.
Fellas.
Dugovan.
Donovan. Now, DJ, where do we stand right now?
Currently working on room 406, occupied by Quincy Jones and John Robinson.
Okay, so we have a music impresario, we have a sports coaching wizard, as we now try to see if they would like a woman, the touch of a woman. Well, maybe, if she approves, assuming those laws abide.
There's still consent in Trifecta Lakes.
Jeez, just throw a woman in the cave and see what happens.
Especially with Quincy.
Oh, yeah, that's right, old Quincy. So today we try to induct the great Maggie Smith. Donovan, go ahead.
Back to you, Corby.
Maggie Smith, I want to start off.
She's not a household name.
She's not, but she is, because you know who she is. Maggie Smith.
She's not, but she is.
Do we know how many people have considered themselves to be actors since 1920? So 100 years of acting.
That's all of them.
Do you think that there have been a million?
Yes.
Okay. She is one. Let's say there's a million. Let's just throw that arbitrary number out there. She is one of 24 people on the planet to earn the triple crown of acting.
Which is?
Stolen bases.
No. You're close,
Bob. No, Bob. It's strikeouts, wins.
Academy Award. Emmy Award, Tony Award. So, silver screen, TV, and stage.
E-break.
24 people.
So it's like the EGOT without the Grammy.
Yes, it is. Yes.
So, yeah.
And you're
really impressive.
It's a toe.
Yeah, I guess so. But Maggie is one of 24 people on the planet to ever win that. She, of course, is very, very British. Grew up in a family that encouraged her to take up acting, and away she went at a very early age. And as she was doing her stage productions across Europe, she caught the eye of one Laurence Olivier. And when you think of actors and like that you don't really know anything about,
yes,
which I don't know much about Laurence Olivier, I just know he was always thought of as like the greatest actor ever.
Yeah, that he was really into swordplay.
And don't you have to introduce him as Sir Laurence?
Yes. Yes, he's definitely Sir Laurence Olivier. She caught his eye, and then her career took off because he was behind her saying, look, I got your back here. We can make this work. Just pick the right things. And she did. And so she did stage for the longest time. And in her early 30s, she moves over into film. And in her 10th film, she won the Academy Award for Best Actress in her performance in the title role of the 1969 film, The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie. So she wins that. That catapults her to superstardom. I remember her as a kid from the several appearances, guest appearances she made on The Carol Burnett Show. Because while she was like serious British actress, she was freaking hilarious. And she did all this really hardcore physical comedy, and her and Carol Burnett became super close friends, and so she would show up on The Carol Burnett Show. And that's how I remember her at the very beginning. And then she won her second Academy Award in the Neil Simon play-turned-movie California Suite. Now, you guys don't know California Suite. I watched this when I was a kid because I think I went to the theater with my parents. Here is the cast of California Suite.
Now, this is sweet or sweet?
S-U-I-T-E.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like where you sit.
So this is about groups of people from all over the world that descend upon a high-end California hotel at the same time with different agendas.
So like the 70s version of
White Lotus. Yes. So this movie at the time starred Alan Alda, Michael Caine, Bill Cosby, Jane Fonda, Walter Matthau, Richard Pryor, and Maggie Smith. So it was a heavy, heavy hitting movie in the late 70s. Had huge, huge star power. And she was the one that literally stood out amongst all those people. And she won Best Supporting Actress for portraying this woman who came over from London to California. That was like a, I believe she was kind of hanging on in the acting world, her character was. But, yeah, she was so well thought of. And then...
It was like the Cannonball Run of hotels.
That's a good way to put it, Dave. That's a very good way to put it. And then she goes on to play all these other roles, but really for the younger generation. So she's got the older generation booked. Then for the younger generation, back in the early 2000s, she was cast to be in the Harry Potter films. She played Professor Minerva McGonagall, in the Harry Potter series. She appeared in 7 of the 8 films. And that's kind of where I think I lost track of her for like 20 years. And then I was like, oh, I remember this lady. And, dude, I mean, obviously the Harry Potter movies that made billions and billions of dollars, she was one of the... four main characters in that movie outside of the kids.
Yeah, she was.
Was she Harry?
She was one of the main teachers at Hogwarts.
Yes, she was. And then.
What a bad question, Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying
terrible
to
question.
Participate.
We're going to cast a 78 year old woman as a 13 year old boy.
Here, put these glasses on.
Then, after Harry Potter, she was cast as Violet Crawley. In the Downton Abbey series.
Yes. And not only was she in it, but she was the one winning the awards. She stole the show. She was the extremely crabby, had an insult for everybody, especially when they left the room. She would say
something.
She's
got a very dry wit.
Yes. Say something under her breath on how they did not meet her standards, and then she would win awards that Downton would accept, but they were her awards, and so she was fantastic. And I remember watching that, thinking, this lady is so old, and she still wants
how
to act all the
she?
Time. And I don't know how old she actually was then, but she must have been.
Well, she died at the age of 89, and so that was about 12 years ago. So she was only 76.
Okay, well then maybe they just made her look ancient because.
Yeah.
Because it looked like we might lose her between seasons at any moment.
She won 3 Emmys for her role in Downton Abbey. And so let's play a cut from the Harry Potter series and see if you can remember Mags.
The House of Godric Gryffindor has commanded the respect of the wizard world for nearly 10 centuries. I will not have you in the course of a single evening besmirching that name by behaving like a babbling, bumbling band of baboons.
Try saying that 5 times faster.
To dance is to let the body breathe. Inside every girl, a secret swan slumbers, longing to burst forth and take flight.
Something's about to burst out of Eloise Midgen, but I don't think it's a swan.
Inside every boy, a lordly lion prepared to prance. Mr. Weasley.
Yes?
Will you join me, please? No. Place your right hand on my waist.
Where?
Yay.
Way over the top with her, you know, British accent and dialect and diction and all that, but
very
that's just some audio that you wanted to play for the sake of audio.
Well, Dave, that's actually a cut from Maggie Smith, who we're presenting into the trifecta. So no,
very identifiable voice.
And then here she is in Downton.
I'm so looking forward to seeing your mother again. When I'm with her, I'm reminded of the virtues of the English.
But isn't she American?
Exactly.
Some man has opened a nudist colony at Wickford in Essex. It's called the Manella Group.
What do you mean a man's opened a colony in Essex?
Not that sort of colony, Mama. It's for people who want to take all their clothes off.
In Essex? Isn't it terribly damp?
Would that make a difference?
Well, yes, if you had no clothes on. Well, I think it's a mad idea. Yes, yes. The minister. Well, how many Marquises of Fincher are there? I say, is this an instrument of communication or torture? Hello? Shrimpy? Yes, it's on violet. Yeah, very well, very... Yeah. And Susan? Good. Good. I won't beat about the bush, dear. Whom might we know on the board of Leeds General Infirmary?
Infirmary.
That was like one of those Newhart phone bits.
It totally was a Newhart phone bit. She passed away at the age of 89 from being 89 years old. Unless it was like heroin and crack, which I don't think it was.
Or was hit by a train.
Those are your two options.
Maybe she knelt in front of a train.
Donovan, she was also in Sister Act.
To protest the train?
Why did you direct that to Donovan?
Well, just to be more relatable.
Oh, let me tell you something. If you didn't mention that, that was going to get mentioned at the end when I made my vote. Because
oh, okay.
I'm very disappointed that that was left out. And you played cuts from those two dumb movies and didn't do anything from Sister Act.
That's
You're an
true.
Idiot.
That's
well,
true.
One's a TV show, so it's a dumb TV show, not a dumb movie.
Whatever.
Okay, Lando, is she in?
Well, first of all, should we consult our sports book to see what her odds of getting in are?
Do we have that?
Our live odds? I don't know if they're great.
She's one of 24 people to win an Oscar, an Emmy, and a Tony?
I'm putting her in.
Yeah. I think her odds are about the same as Tyson's last Friday.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Lando?
Yeah, I'll vote her in.
DJ?
Too British, no.
Ham?
She's worthy. She got a toe. So, yeah, in.
She's got a what?
A Tony, an Oscar, and an Emmy.
Oh, a toe, yeah.
A toe.
Yeah, I'm putting her in, Dave.
Yeah, on the strength of Harry Potter alone, I put her in.
Bob?
Yeah, she's in.
Donnie?
All about Sister Act. Anyone in Sister Act is in.
I am so proud.
Anyone.
Sister
Act. Anyone that is if one you, degree of whoopee.
Yes.
If you have been just an extra credit on there, you are in the trifecta in my book.
If you were the key grip on Sister Act, you made it.
Done.
Well, she is in alongside of John Robinson and Quincy Jones.
Oh, Quincy's going to have a time with her.
She was hot, too,
when
she was younger.
When she gets to Trifecta Lakes, like, which body is she in?
I think you're 33, like Jesus.
Everyone in Trifecta Lakes is 33?
Yes. Yes.
Well, boy, Harvey Keitel's got to be excited that he's automatically in since he was in Sister Act.
All right, well, thank you, guys.
He probably will die soon, so he can go into the trifecta.
That's fair.
Thank you, Donovan, and thank
you're
you
very
to
welcome.
Maggie Smith for living.